Well, it is so good to be able to see everybody this morning, and I feel like I can say that in a more literal sort of a sense, because I really can, for the most part, see everybody. Either your window is down, or our weather is such that we're able to see each other. And I know, at least speaking for myself, that brings more of a sense of togetherness when we can actually have some sense of really being together. So it's good to see everybody. I wanted to begin by reading Psalm 139, verses 1 through 12. Psalm 139, 1 through 12. This portion of this psalm speaks to the idea of who God is, the nature of God, the character of God. And I think that these verses are very fitting for the times that we're in. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from afar. You search out my path and my lying down and are acquainted with all my ways. Even before a word is on my tongue, behold, O Lord, you know it altogether. You hem me in behind and before and lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain it. Where shall I go from your spirit? Or where shall I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, and the light about me be night, even the darkness is not dark to you. The night is bright as the day, for darkness is as light with you. Somebody has said that in language we have 10-cent words and we have $2 words. If we wanted to use the 10-cent word here, we would say that God is everywhere. If we wanted to use the $2 word, we would say that God is omnipresent, is how some have put it. And whether you like the word everywhere or you like the word omnipresent, we have this idea in this psalm. If we put the language of this psalm into our situation today, we could say, if I am in the house, O Lord, you are there. If I go to the grocery store, you are there. If I sit in my vehicle, O Lord, you are there. Another way that we can talk about the presence of God, this psalm asks the question, where can I go from your presence? Another way we could think about the presence of God would be to say that God is present. Presence or present. We have a God who is present, who is ever present, who is present with us. And if God is always present to me, then I need to be present to God. To be present means to listen, to pay attention, to be respectful, to be present. In school, I remember they used to ask if you were present. I don't know if that's still how the classroom is conducted or not, but they would say, if you're here, raise your hand, say present. And if you're there that day, you raise your hand, you say you're present. And just thinking about that idea, what does it mean to be present? It means that you're there. You're there in that space. You're there as a participant. You are there present to be in the presence of somebody else. at the end of Psalm 139, there is this desire expressed to be present to the presence of God. In Psalm 139, verses 23 and 24, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. And see if there be any grievous way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." The prayer is essentially, God, I want to be present to you. God is all present. We cannot get away from the presence of God. And so our responsibility then is to be present to the present God. We need to examine ourselves. We need to be present to ourselves, to reflect, to examine, to see where we are in terms of being present to God. A vehicle has a check engine light. And when that check engine light comes on, it's supposed to tell you something is wrong. And you can go and get it scanned and see what the problem is. And in our spiritual lives, we need to be doing scans. We need to see if there's anything that's not as it should be in our lives. We refer to what we are about to do as the Lord's Supper. To say that it is the Lord's Supper is to say that it is the supper of our Lord. It's also called the table of the Lord. This is the banquet of the king, is the idea. And the remarkable thing about what we are about to do is that I have been invited to the table. I've been invited to the supper. I've been invited to be in the presence of the Lord.